Here is a short conversation with Brother Bal Ramchandran, a former student of Bhagwan's University, who had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for 5 years, and even now sings in the Prashanti Mandir whenever he is in Prashanti Nilayam, besides singing regularly in Sundaram, Bhagwan's abode in Chennai. I think it is, whenever you think about it, you know, you feel so grateful to Swami for having, you know, he was so clear that this is the path for us. So that's exactly. Why the avatar started with this bhajan. True. And till the end, and this is something, you know, this movement was unabated. Swami wanted this movement to spread, and you know, today there are people who are drawn to this IE movement only because of
exactly this. I was about to say that. I think if you were to compare this to a corporate, this is a sales team. Because I know so many people who actually told me that I came in first because I was curious about the bhajans. And then of course he comes in and then he finds that. So that's always Swami started his mission with this. So he could have started it with anything else. So why a bhajan?
From music it becomes musical devotion, from devotion it becomes transformation.
exactly. I think music first. And so it's, the point is that irrespective of whether I am a person who has a refined voice, capable of singing in raga, not in raga, but I think nothing stops you from that's where sometimes I find that when people follow bhajans, they have a hesitancy to follow. That I think needn't be, because that's an opportunity. You should not. Yes. Swami has given equal opportunity for the person singing first and second. Yes. So I think we should make use of it.
We should follow wholeheartedly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Swami was saying you should clap, and you know. We know the reasons when Swami should say how, you know, clapping. He would give the example of the bird.
Birds flying away.
Flying away from the tree when you
in the
clap.
Form of bad thoughts flying.
And just that, you engage all your senses. You engage all the limbs. Let everything be immersed in those half an hour or 45 minutes that you're sitting. Neither the eye, nor the ear, nor the mouth, nor the hands, nor the limbs, nothing should be left. Everything should be fully immersed. And I think that way, you know, then you drive away everything that is not bhajan centric.
Exactly.
That moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so that ultimately all the senses get sublimated at least for that half an hour, that 45 minutes.
Very, very true. Wonderful. Yes. Because that point of time when you're speaking to Swami, and it's an opportunity to converse with Swami, 100%. Bhajans are an opportunity. Because then nobody stops you, no? I mean, because it's in your mind you're connecting with Swami, so Sevadal cannot come in your way. So it's just that you can do whatever you want. You can go and dance around Swami's chair, mentally that is.
Exactly.
While you preserve the external discipline, mentally you can do that. You can go and sit next to Swami, you can fight with him. Yes. It's the, I think, lifetime of an opportunity, 45 minutes. So.
Yes. Interview.
Interview.
It's actually your interview with Swami.
Exactly, a personal one, and then with multiple people at the same time. So I think that week very, very clear.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother. I know we can go on talking about bhajans, because you know we can take every bhajan and you will get such beautiful insights, because every name of the Lord has so much of sweetness and so much of significance, and there are a million ways. I think every devotee can add sweetness and add the bhava element to the bhajan in his own way, you know, because everybody's relationship with Swami is different and unique, and that way every bhajan will have its own bhava flavor, which is specific to that individual.
Exactly.